You're listening to SBS On The Money with Ricardo Gonçalves.
Hi everyone, welcome to the SBS On The Money podcast for this Thursday, the 16th of October 2025. It's a day where the Australian share market hit a record high, the S&P ASX 200 up by 0.8%. We'll have the details with Chris Breike from StockSpot in a few moments. But first, to the Australian economy, where the September unemployment rate increased from 4.3% to 4.5%. That's the highest it's been since November 2021. While nearly 15,000 people found a job last month, there was also a rise in the participation rate. That's the proportion of people in work or actively looking for work. And within that, a rise in the number of people unemployed. So to tell us more, Stephanie Youssef spoke with Alex Joiner. He's the chief economist at IFM Investors.
Alex, more jobs have been created, but unemployment has gone up. Why is that?
Yes, more jobs were created in September, but not enough jobs were created for the number of people that wanted them. We saw employment growth was around about 14,000, 15,000 people, but the participation rate stayed high, and that led to an increase in the unemployment rate to 4.5%, and that's the highest rate that we've seen since November 2021.
What do these job figures say about the jobs market and the economy more broadly?
Well, the labour market, it is a lagging indicator, but it gives us some insight into just how the economy is tracking and whether there's enough growth to, you know, facilitate jobs growth. And what we really like to see as economists is, you know, we've noticed in the data that the government sector or government aligned sectors have been doing a lot of the employment lately over the last couple of years, and the private sector really hasn't picked up in terms of their employment growth. And what we need to see, and what the RBA is trying to facilitate with further rate cuts, is a picking up of private sector employment growth, because we're starting to notice now that public sector employment growth is sort of flattening out a little bit. So, you know, that's what we need to see. And we need better economic growth to facilitate that.
So do you think they show signs of these figures? Do they show signs of a weakening market, or is it still tight?
Well, the RBA has characterised the labour market as still somewhat tight. They may need to reassess that somewhat in light of these numbers. Now, monthly numbers are, as we know, volatile, but even on a quarterly average basis, the unemployment rate has ticked up above where the RBA thought it might be in its August statement on monetary policy, so when it does its forecast. So this increase in the unemployment rate has taken it a little bit by surprise, and that will have to feed into the board's thinking on where policy settings should be.
How does the rise in unemployment align with recent data on increasing consumer spending and economic growth? Are we getting mixed signals from the economy?
Yeah, a little bit. You know, we've seen some green shoots, you might say, in the broader economy, in the activity indicators. And, you know, consumer sentiment has picked up a little bit, but then faded over the last couple of months. We saw some not too bad spending numbers in the last national accounts release. So it sort of gave us a little bit of hope that the consumer and household sector more broadly would start to sort of open their wallets and spend a little bit more. And usually that's good for the economy and then good for employment growth. But, you know, the rate of recovery is fairly measured. You know, we're not seeing unambiguous signs of recovery. We're seeing tentative signs of recovery. And that's probably what's being reflected in the labour market.
Youth unemployment is at 10.5%. What does this kind of suggest for broader trends?
Yeah, often the youth unemployment rate level is sort of a forward indicator of unemployment more broadly, because younger people tend to be a little bit marginal to the labour market, for want of a better phrase. So, you know, that increase that we're seeing in the youth unemployment rate is potentially going to be reflected in the broader numbers as they develop.
And how do you think the RBA will feel about these figures?
Yeah, these numbers put the RBA in a little bit of a bind, because, you know, it is only 1 month, so the numbers are volatile. But as I said, on a quarterly basis, when you smooth this out a little bit and remove some of the noise, the unemployment rate is uncomfortably high for where the RBA expected it to be. And the issue with that is that most market economists, including myself, are expecting that Q3 CPI numbers might be a little bit above where the RBA has expected as well. So this puts the RBA in a situation where the unemployment rate is rising, but inflation is also starting to potentially accelerate. So it can't go into its November meeting saying the unemployment rate's risen, let's cut rates immediately, because it has to be concerned around the inflation outlook as well. And we look to those Q3 CPI numbers that are out later this month to really give us, a key indication or the indication of where the RBA is going to go in November.
That's Alex Joyner there from IFM Investors. And increased chances of a rate cut in November saw the Australian share market surge to a record high today. The S&P ASX 200 up 0.8% to 9,066. Nine of 11 sectors ended higher on the index. The best performing, unsurprisingly, property stocks, followed by healthcare. For more on the day's market action, I spoke with Chris Breike from StockSpot. He's the CEO there.
Up until today, the market was, very much on the fence about whether they'd cut rates. The RBA is basically torn at the moment between inflation, which is ticking up and starting to look a bit unhealthy again, whereas jobs are then coming off the boil. So we're starting to see this sort of stagflationary environment, which is one of the most difficult for them to deal with. The rate cut chances now have increased from about 40 to 60% over the last day. But unlike the Fed in the US, where they've really committed to focusing on jobs rather than inflation, the RBA hasn't given us that yet.
It has helped the Australian share market, though, hit a record high intraday on the ASX 200. Overall, though, this is coming at a time where there's still trade disputes. We've got ongoing geopolitical issues, US rate uncertainty at points, and at the same time, that gold price surging to record prices. Why are we seeing this positive investor sentiment then?
Well, I think the reason that gold's been rising and it's up 60% over the last year is actually quite similar to why Aussie shares are rising today, which is that in an environment where inflation is starting to go up, but interest rates are coming down, cash is not a good asset to own. And so people are looking for hard assets and shares to invest in to get some sort of growth and income. So there's a flight away from cash and Australian dollars into anything else, basically.
Globally, the rally that we've seen has been pretty much pegged on AI and tech. But do you think a bubble is forming there?
Look, there's been a lot of investment into that area for the last few years now. And, OpenAI is a great example. It's been receiving billions and billions of investment, as have some of the other competitors. Look, there is a lot of interest in the area. We've seen earnings really kind of match the growth at the moment. And companies like NVIDIA have continued to surprise on the upside. I think where we'd be a little bit worried about things playing out as a bubble, if earnings start to not look as healthy or start to slow, then you might be a bit worried that this is going to come to a head quickly.
And finally, what are you telling your clients right now, and where do you see the opportunities for investors?
Look, our advice is always to stay diversified, and now is a great example of that. You want to own some shares, some Aussie, global and emerging markets, some gold and some bonds, and there's going to be different environments where those assets do well or badly. As we just talked about, gold's been the superstar this year, but it may be another asset like Australian shares or emerging market shares that starts to take the lead now.
That is Chris Breike there from StockSpot. Andy wraps up the podcast for this. What day is it today? It's Thursday. It's been a long week. If you do enjoy the podcast, give it a rating or review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify and click subscribe. See you tomorrow.
This SBS On The Money podcast is provided for informational purposes only. The content on this podcast should not be understood as constituting advice or a recommendation. It is not personal advice and does not consider your personal circumstances or objectives. You should contact a licensed professional before making any financial decision.